This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
Now, I've got a great guest joining me to have a chat all about tattoo removal. Serena Cooney, you're so welcome onto the Hub on iRadio. It's lovely to be talking to you about a topic that I suppose a lot of people have opinions on. Tell me a little bit about your business.
Hi, Louise. Thanks a million for having me on the show. I own Rewind Studio. I'm based in Ballinasloe. I do cosmetic tattooing on the face, and I do laser tattoo removal also on the face and on the body, and manual removal where needed, because sometimes people need both laser and manual removal.
Yeah.
So, I do everything from the brows to the liner to the lips, and then all body parts. So, yes.
And like, if we start with the expertise of tattoo removal, are you seeing a lot more people coming in to remove tattoos for professional reasons, like job restrictions or workplace dress codes? Or is it like, I mean, we've often spoken about people who might get their partner's name on their body somewhere and then they realise that maybe, you know, the relationship hasn't stood the test of time and they might need a little bit of change.
I'm delighted to say getting tattoos removed for work is not a big thing.
Okay.
No, things have come a long, long way with accepting tattoos, and I think most industries and companies and organisations accept tattoos, but there are still a few that are really strict. It's kind of surprising. Like the guards, the defence forces, airlines, a lot of airlines are very strict about it, and it can make people get into a bit of a panic and kind of go down a panicked state of removal that is not always their best option.
Yeah, because I'd imagine you might have people who maybe they get a dream job of going to work in Emirates, you get to go and maybe live in Dubai, and then, you know, you realise, oh gosh, I've got a tattoo maybe on my wrist or maybe on your hand. You know, those hand tattoos were really, really like popular a couple of years ago, and then you realise that it's not part of their, you know, ethos to have tattoos. So then obviously somebody has to come to like a professional like yourself to get them removed.
Yeah, I know, and people don't realise how long it takes, and some people actually think it'll be gone in a matter of weeks, and that's not true. So it's great with some companies that they have it very visible on their websites, and you know if you apply for a job that you can't have the tattoo. But then some others aren't as visible. Like the guards, for example. I did have someone in panic contacted me one time 6 weeks before they were due to go to Templemore. And I did go onto their website and it's not visible.
Okay, yeah.
I had to dig around a little bit for that. So, and then I suppose there's other places where it's an unwritten rule.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll never know whether it affected you getting the job or not.
Yeah. When it comes to, you know, professions like the Gardaí, and obviously you know the time and effort that it takes to actually remove a tattoo. Like, do you agree with what they've said, you know, in the industry of being a guard? That I know three Gardaí were the three recruits a couple of years ago. They were actually sent home because they had visible tattoos. Like, you know, is it the time and day and age now that maybe something like this shouldn't be taken into consideration?
Absolutely. Unless the theme of the tattoo is offensive.
Sure, yeah.
Like if it's a curse or, you know, just you wouldn't know what people could have on them. But sometimes people are drunk when they get tattoos and get really crazy stuff. But if it's not offensive to anybody, I actually think it's really sad if you have to get a tattoo removed that could be sentimental or... and I actually think for a guard, like, I don't know, I think you'd have more of a... you could connect with them more maybe for younger people if you see their tattoos, and I don't think it impacts the role at all.
Yeah, what's the most common type of tattoo that people come to you to get removed?
Names, 100%, would be the first one. and then just getting a tattoo kind of from a book.
Yeah.
So just a panic tattoo that didn't actually mean anything to them personally. Or a fashion tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
So you touched on the hand tattoos.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Rihanna, Hailey Bieber, all these, you know, triangles, squares, love hearts, dots. And it's actually really hard to remove hand tattoos.
Really? Yeah, I can imagine it's quite painful.
Yeah, oh, well, it's very short, but just the position on the body, it actually makes it very slow to remove. much more than kind of a fattier area. So it might look small and dainty, but you know, it would take a long time to get rid of it.
Yeah, definitely. From a professional standpoint, have you got any advice that you give somebody thinking about getting a tattoo, especially maybe if they're in a new career with strict appearance rules? Maybe they haven't even thought of the career that they'd like to end up in, but where is the best position that maybe you should get a tattoo if you're going to get one?
I think it's unusual for someone to get a first tattoo on their hand anyway. Even a tattoo artist probably wouldn't put a tattoo on your hand if you didn't have one anywhere else.
Sure, yeah.
Or on your neck. So I suppose it depends. Some people know, like, I want to be a solicitor.
Yeah.
And they'll have seen very few tattoos on the hands of solicitors. So then they might know, okay, might not be wise for me to have visible tattoos if that's what I want. But then, you know, some people don't know what they want to do and they already have them.
Yeah.
So look, if you're not sure and you're kind of thinking ahead, I would say don't get them on your hands if you think it's going to impact your career. But most people aren't thinking that far ahead.
Yeah.
So it's easier to just allow them. Because you can't punish somebody in their 30s for a tattoo they might have got when they were 21.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. If people are listening and maybe tattoo removal has been something that they've been thinking about for a while, but they maybe don't know enough information about it and they're thinking, right, okay, we've got an expert on iRadio now. Serena Cooney is here. She's going to give us all the details. I mean, what are the top couple of things that people should maybe know about before they come in to get tattoo removal? Because, you know, they might think, oh gosh, it's going to be painful. How much is it going to cost? Is it going to be this X, Y, and Z? You know, imagine they should be 100% sure that they want to start the process.
So everyone is shocked at how long the process takes.
Yeah.
Sessions are very far apart because I don't actually remove the tattoo, you do.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do is I shatter the pigment inside the skin and the body takes it away. So it's like turning pebbles into sand.
Wow, okay.
And then your lymphatic system takes it away and that needs time. I like to leave 10 weeks at least between sessions for body tattoos and 6 weeks for cosmetic permanent makeup tattoos. Also, you can't rush it because you have to protect the integrity of the skin.
Mm-hmm.
If you get scars on top of your tattoo, that will actually slow the process down. So you have to avoid burning, and that's where training and education and going to somebody that's insured to carry out the treatment is really important. A lot of people come to me that have started the process elsewhere and they're burnt and they were given no pre-care, no aftercare instructions, and you can end up needing microneedling, you can end up needing manual removal, and it can actually get really stressful and expensive. And yeah, you have to really do your research.
Yeah, because I know, like a lot of places, I know we've spoken for a long time about, you know, the some parts of the cosmetic industry in Ireland being unregulated. So it's really important to say, like, go in, do your research, ask to see those documents and the certificates to say that they are a professional, and to kind of have your wits about you. Because I can imagine, you know, you're going to have your whole area sterilized, you know, you're going to be treating the person with the utmost care. So you want to make sure that you're going somewhere that's fully above board, fully insured before you start, I suppose, getting something removed from your body.
Yeah, I did a series of red flags actually on my Instagram for this reason, because, you know, even small things like if you don't have to fill out a consultation form first, that's a red flag because you have to for insurance. Like at the end of the day, it's someone's skin, like it's forever. And when it's on the face, it's even more responsibility. So yeah, it can be very stressful. People say to me, can I come to you every 4 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
And I say, no, you'll just be wasting your money.
Yeah, yeah. And it's great to have somebody as honest as you that will look after the person rather than, you know, saying to them, yeah, no problem. Look, it'll be probably a lot sore or a lot more. It'll be quicker. But isn't it best to have somebody that's looking after people?
Yeah, no, it won't be quicker.
No. Serena, thank you so much for coming in. If people want to find out more, if they want to follow you online, if they want to check out all your resources and all of your social media, where's the best place to go?
Instagram or Facebook, and it's Rewind Studio.
Thanks a million, Serena.
Thanks
it's lovely
so
to have you in. Thank you. And listen, hopefully we'll catch up with you again very soon. Thanks for your knowledge.
Thanks, Louise.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.